With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-El.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a v-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
Frangela.
The Final Word.
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 Ba, ba, ba.
This week, as usual, we want to thank you for joining us here on The Final Word, here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
And we want to make sure that you go to the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and check out all the podcasts and the virtual shows. If you haven't, you know what we're going to say. What's wrong with you?
Why are you hurting you?
Why are you doing that?
Why are you hurting you?
Why are you doing
that? Go to sexyliberal.com for all that information.
Yes, and please, while you're on the internet, go to patreon.com and please become a Patreon of this podcast. That's thank right. you to all who did last week. Oh my goodness.
We, our cup runneth over, and thankfully we have a cup, and that's because of you.
Because
there is nothing else keeping this ship afloat. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being our patrons and for supporting this Black-owned business.
Thank you. And please go to cameo.com, put in Frangela, and get a specialized video from us to you.
That's right. Maybe you can get one for a friend, like for a birthday gift or an anniversary gift. Or maybe this is, you know, you need us to give you an excuse for your boss because you weren't coming to work because you don't want to.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. And then, you know what you can also do? Join us on Tuesdays on Facebook on the Frangela Duo page for Idiot of the Week Live. And guess what we're going to do soon? We're going to try out those bagels, lox, and walnut cream cheese.
Yeah, if you've listened to the show or Idiot of the Week, then you know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
and it's
gonna happen.
Don't ever say we're not scientists,
and that we don't go to extra step.
Okay, we don't get the evidence.
Yes, yes, yes. And join us every Friday morning on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the
Black Power Hour.
Yes,
that's where Stephanie Miller becomes Stephanie Mills.
Yes,
it's a beautiful thing to watch.
But today, we have an extra special treat for you.
Yay!
We have a wonderful interview with a dear friend of the podcast and a great social activist, Kelly House.
Yay, Kelly House! Kelly is she's the coordinating committee chair for the North Carolina Poor People's Campaign. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, ladies.
So we wanted to have you on. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just so excited to be with you, so thank you.
Thank you. We want to have you on because to talk about the Moral Mondays and the season of direct, nonviolent, moral direct action and what you've been doing, but maybe you could just tell us a little bit about that to start, like what you do, what the Poor People's Campaign is about.
Yes.
Well, you know, I've been with the Poor People's Campaign now for about 4 years, and I think it was 2017, I did a direct action, nonviolent protest in Raleigh, and I got arrested. I probably should have been arrested for many things in my life, but this was the first time that I actually did. So I had to do community service. It's not about getting arrested, though. It is about...
Yeah.
Raising consciousness, and that's what we're trying to do with our politicians. And so I participated then, and now clearly since our democracy seems to be circling the drain. Things have really heated up. And so we're just trying to do it nationwide now to let these politicians know that we're not going to sit by and watch our voting rights get taken away. And so that's what we're doing.
Gotcha. Right now. So real quick, before we get into this, what drove you in the first place?
Yeah, like when you started with I remember back then when you started with the Poor People's Campaign, like what brought you to the campaign? How'd you get involved? And what did you get arrested for?
You remember back in 2017 when they were trying to overturn Obamacare? They
yes.
were trying to get rid of it. Well, I was on Twitter that night, and I was going after my senators here in North Carolina, Tillis and Burr. And, I had a really good job at the time. I had really good health care, and I was just going after them saying, you know, some people don't have that. What are you doing? And I woke up the next morning, and Reverend Barber had started following me on Twitter.
Wow.
Which he doesn't follow hardly anybody. So, I mean, seriously, that's what started the whole thing, because I looked into what he was doing, and you know, he's such a gift to this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's anyway. And, you know, to be honest, I could not not do it. Some things you just can't say no to.
So you felt the call.
Yes.
You felt a call, and so you found yourself there because, you know, we've been friends for years, and, you know, and I was not shocked, you know, of course, because we know each other politically through the Stephanie Miller community, the MOOC community, right?
Yes.
And so, so I'm not shocked at your social activism, but I was like enthralled by you really getting out there and really being like, no, I'm going to really become an activist, like hardcore.
Right. And well, you know, me too. I mean, seriously, you know, I will say this, though. I heard on Progress, you know, the station that has Stephanie Miller on there as well on the XM radio the other day, it was I can't remember her name now, but she's with the fire drill Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
She's the activist. I can't remember her name. Anyway, she said, sorry.
No, please. You're talking to the queens of forgetting people's names.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, she said, you know, before I found activism, I was depressed. And you know, I feel like we have just been through such hell especially the past 5 years. I mean, I will say this, white people have been through such hell over the past 5 years. I am pretty sure that people of color in this country, this is not a new phenomenon that is going on. And so, honestly, one of the reasons I do what I do, though, is because I can do that. I do have people pay attention with a number of people getting out and saying, we're not going to take this anymore. But I cannot not do what I'm doing right now, thinking about all the people who have died, people of color who have died to vote, just for the right to vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to take it away. And so I, you know, honestly, I feel like it's my job right now. I don't even have a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, you know, that's, and I feel like I look at you two and how much you mean to this community, and you are such helpers, and I mean, I'm doing, I got arrested last week.
Again, I know. Right, so let's get to that. So now the Poor People's Campaign has a national call for moral revival, right?
Right.
What does that mean?
Okay, well, what that means is, and you know, the pandemic has really exposed, oh, Jane Fonda, who was who I was talking about,
oh, okay.
By the way. Anyhow, you know, the pandemic has really exposed what Reverend Barber has been talking about for years.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, really look at, we just had two people go up into space in the past month. They don't pay a damn dime in taxes.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you know, we have got 140 million people right now who are poverty level or below.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the whole system needs to change, though, because we spend so much money in the military. We spend money's going everywhere but where it needs to go.
To people.
Yes.
Who need it.
Right.
So as an organization, there are demands here. One, I see the number one demand is in the filibuster.
That's right.
All right.
Number two, we are not just part of, but we want all the provisions passed for the For the People Act.
Thank
not
you.
Just some.
I love you, Kelly. Like, not just some before you even try that. Not just some.
Well, listen, but it's the truth. And you know what? Really, really, what we're doing, what we did on Monday was we went to, it was 30 different states. And we didn't do direct action here in North Carolina because the COVID cases are so high with the police department that we didn't want to risk, you know, our people getting sick. But the thing is, they got arrested yesterday at Cinema's office. So it doesn't matter. What we're doing is we're going to the senator's office. We're asking, are you on board with ending the filibuster? Number one, two, passing the For the People Act. Three, fully restoring the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Four, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And if you're not for all of those, we're going to come for you.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you are Democrat or Republican. We don't care.
Thank you.
Right? We don't care.
Well, and that's what
it's all for. Yeah.
That's what I love about the Poor People's Campaign. I know Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. started it. The first time, and I love that Reverend Barber, and I read his book, you know, about this, the third Reconstruction, you know, that really understanding that social justice is absolutely linked to economics.
Yep.
And that all of these things have to happen, but none of them mean anything if people can't live. Like, we have to raise the minimum wage. And so I find it so powerful that these are such clear and absolute necessities, and they're so in the moment.
Yes.
So, cut to, you did from 4 years ago, you're getting arrested. Tell us about it. What happened? Tell us about the day, why you were there, and what happened.
From last week? Or
from last week.
Yeah.
Because you were arrested last week, right?
Right. And I have to tell you, you know, first of all, your adrenaline is pumping. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, because they give you scenarios of how it can look.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like an hour before we did it, this lady told us exactly what could happen. They said, you know, I mean, it could be an all day thing. They can actually take you in. They can handcuff you with the zip ties, you know, behind your back. There's a whole thing that can happen. And so your mind's racing. And in the meantime, I'm thinking, you know, let's get it, let's roll. And then I'm with 100 women who are, a lot of them, some of them have been arrested 50 times. Mm. And you know, this is what we were made for, this moment. And I felt like it really was, it was like we were making history that day, honestly.
And, yeah.
And I just had to say this too. I thought this, one of the women who I got arrested with, she said it best. I don't know if you are aware of this, but at the Capitol and at the Supreme Court, you can walk up the steps, but you can't stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say it's sacred.
Mm.
And this woman was like, well, it sure as hell wasn't on January 6th.
Bam.
I don't know why it is today.
Thank you. So where were you and what were you doing that would cause an arrest? What were you guys doing?
Okay, so we started at the Supreme Court, and then Reverend Barber showed up. I mean, it was all women that day. But we walked over to the Senate. And what we did was we shut down the road.
Ah.
And that is, you know, and they give you 3 opportunities to move. And, you know, I'm sure they're used to this because that's what, you know.
Sometimes,
last week also, some faith leaders, they went and blocked the door of the Senate. And so what you're doing is, with the Poor People's Campaign, we want to get our message out. And we want press there. And there has to be legal representation. All 3 of those need to happen. Mm-hmm. We can't just do it just to be getting, we're not doing it just to be getting arrested.
Right.
We have a message. And we're going to be heard.
Mm-hmm. I remember you were telling me that, like, was it on purpose that there was all women, or did that just sort of happen?
Yes. No. Okay. That was on purpose.
Okay.
Because it was the anniversary, I think it was the, I'll have to look into that.
It was July 19th on the anniversary of the Women's Convention at Seneca Falls.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. And so you had a nonviolent moral direct action in D.C. led by women from all over the country. And so I'm just curious, you know, what was the cultural makeup of this group? Was it, you know, mostly white women? Was it, you know, mixed with black people, Latinos, Asians? Was it just everybody from every walk of life? What was happening? Give me the juice. What was happening? Tell me, bring me there.
I'm going to tell you that it was every walk of life. I mean, it just was. And that is what I love about the Poor People's Campaign is it's, you know, it represents reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I gotta tell you, I felt like, I mean, I have found my people because, you know, it takes some, fierceness to put your body on the line and say, you know what, I'm willing. I know people who can't do this because they're not healthy enough or, you know, they don't want to lose their job or whatever else. But I don't give a damn. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a lot of courage because, you know, and so there you are. You are doing this action. And here come the police. What happens? What's going through your mind? What do you see? And just what happens? Take us through it.
Well, in order to be, you know, able to participate in this, you have to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got trained a couple of years ago. I mean, it was a 2-day training. You know, you can't even point at a police officer because that is considered a threat. And that, so there's extra charges that you can get.
That's ridiculous.
So the fact that, no, it really is.
Yeah, that is.
Now, I mean, evidently you can take a flagpole and
beat them with it. Yeah.
Right. But you better not be pointing if you're peacefully. So I know what to do, what not to do. And, you know, at some point, I mean, we were really just dancing in the street,
mm-hmm.
literally, and singing. And you know, if you really look, though, some of the cops, they're like, their foot is tapping with us.
Yeah.
I mean, because what we're doing is we really are just trying to raise consciousness and to do the right thing. How about politicians, you take care of us? And
yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, I was really nervous, to be honest. This time I was nervous because, I mean, I'm in D.C.
Yeah.
But I just kind of go with it. And it's actually something it's one of the best things I've ever done.
I think it's amazing. And I think it's so important what you said earlier about people feeling depressed and all the things that we've been through and how... Tell us a little bit about, like, because it has been a really demoralizing 5 years. And the last year in particular has been really, really, really hard. And I think that it would surprise people to hear that being involved, like, that's given you even more than just, you would think, being involved.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Kelly? We want to get your response on this, but give us 1 second. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, the holidays are here, and finding the perfect gift is tricky, right? Omaha Steaks makes it so easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Everyone I've sent this to goes crazy. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. You not only save over 50%, but you get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free. These are the best burgers, period. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship right away. Avoid the holiday shipping hustle and bustle and order the perfect gift package today at OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget you get those 8 free burgers when you enter the code Stephanie in the search bar. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, 100% guaranteed. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of food you get. Everybody is just bowled over when they get this Omaha Steaks gift package. The best steaks, the best burgers, the best chicken, you name it. How about those caramel apple tartlets? Everything is incredible. OmahaSteaks.com. But don't forget that keyword is Stephanie in the search bar. OmahaSteaks.com. Do it now.
If you ever catch yourself thinking when looking in the mirror, I wish my under eye bags would just go away, you're not alone.
Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, until now.
Introducing the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using GenuCell for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids.
With its instant effects, Chamonix says you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. They guarantee it. Order now and get 50% off all GenuCell packages for summer.
Go to lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. That's love, L-O-V-E, GenuCell, GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
That's lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
Welcome back. Now, Kelly, you were about to tell us...
About what this has done, what it has felt like, and what it has done for you, sort of emotionally, and about feeling involved and connected, all the things that you feel. Because I think when we hear it from people all the time, feeling demoralized and feeling like there's nothing they can do.
Well, you know, the anniversary of 9/11 is coming up, right? Yeah. It's 20 years, and there, I'm sure everybody has seen this video. There's this firefighter who gets up to the 78th floor, and he is on the radio, and he's screaming. He's like, you know, get two lines up here, you know, water, and we can put this out. And he's, you know, he's really excited about, you know, just if we can do this, we can do this. And I got to tell you, ladies, I feel like that firefighter some days, because part of me feels like I'm going to go down swinging. And at the same time, I really do fear that it's too late. You know, I mean, I got to be honest, and I'm not the only one that feels that way either.
Yeah.
There's, but I'm going down swinging. And
yes.
So you can do one of two things. You can just act like this is not going on. And I've got a lot of friends who do that. I'm not kidding. I've got a lot of friends who they're, I don't know what planet they're on, but they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
And then I've got other friends who, you know, they've kind of just given up, and they're in this, they really are depressed. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be that way either. That's just not in my spirit. Mm-hmm. And so I I'm not a violent person. That's why this is a great match, because you really do have to take an oath you're not going to be violent.
Right. That's the problem. That was my problem.
That's your problem.
Yeah, that was my problem.
Well, we need people like you too.
Yeah.
But that's just not my role. And so I have to tell you, it does give me hope to see people banding together right now. Instead of, it just seems like there's been a bunch of splintered efforts. But now, you know, Reverend Barber, even the Lincoln Project retweeted him last night. I mean, that is huge.
Yes.
So it's going to take all of us getting together. And my friend Debriana, I know you know her.
Yes.
We talk all the time about how people who feel like giving up, we always say this: what about What about people of color? Mm-hmm. I mean, how, I mean,
you can't.
I could have given up a long fucking time ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, the fact that you're still doing it, that's why I'm doing it.
Okay? Oh, that's beautiful.
You didn't give up.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking give up. Yeah. How can I give up?
Yeah. And I think the idea that what I've heard from you too, is that it's actually what we're trying to do with Resist. When we have this Resist segment in the podcast, it isn't just about being politically active or trying to actually help that cause. It is about making sure that everybody knows that we're all engaged.
Yeah.
And you know, and that we can do something, and it may not feel. Because like you said, there are people who can't necessarily go out and protest for a variety of reasons.
I don't feel comfortable going out in the world and getting arrested as an African-American person, as that being what I offer.
And there's just people who, for lots of reasons, that's simply not a choice they can make. And we need, for people to not just sit in our own little world and feel demoralized.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important to hear from somebody like you, because we've known you for years, and you're obviously a very politically aware person, but you didn't set out to do this. Like 4 years ago when you got, you know, I remember you being so excited, and I was too, the Reverend Barber, like, that's amazing, right? Would retweet some of yours or pay attention or know who you are. But you didn't say, you know what, I'm going to go work at the Poor People's Campaign. I'm going to go be an actual, like, an officer within this movement. And now here you are. And I think that that's inspiring.
Absolutely.
And how surprised are you, or how do you feel about that evolution?
You know, I think I told you, I mean, now that I'm a committee, I'm on the coordinating committee for North Carolina, it's almost like I just fell ass backwards into it. I don't even know how it happened. But you know what? I do know how it happened. It's because I care. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what my spirit and my heart is led to right now. And so it's a perfect match. And, I'm just very grateful. You know, last week I had four friends donate to the Poor People's Campaign because I got arrested. And that is beautiful, because I got to tell you, last week, the action that we took, flying 100 women plus other people to D.C., I did the math. It had to have been upwards of $300,000 what they spent last week.
Yeah.
And so it does cost money. And so I would suggest to people, if you can't get out there, and if you want to make a difference, donate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll go out there and do the damn work.
Yep.
Right.
We have to be funded.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Everybody should be following the Poor People's Campaign already and helping to at least spread that messaging that way.
Yes. You know, I want people to think about it, you know, like one of those like anime characters where, you know, you bring all these different robots together and make a bigger robot. Your donation is an extension of yourself. And then there's somebody else who is actually going to physicalize your activism on the other side of your dollar.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing, too, if you follow the Poor People's Campaign, and there's a lot of other groups that are doing this as well, but, you know, I'm contacting my senators, whether they like it or not, Tom Tillis and Burr, you know, I send them at least two or three times a week. I ask them to pass the For the People Act, and you should see the responses I get. I mean, these people are...
What are the responses you get?
Well, I got an email from Richard Burr telling, I mean, it's a long email telling me why he's not going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And but they're going to hear from us. And, you know, Al Sharpton said it a couple of weeks ago. He said, if you think that we're going to be quiet this summer, you're wrong. And what we're trying to do right now is pressure Schumer to not go on recess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this, you know, Mitch McConnell took, what was it, 2 years ago, he didn't take a recess. He spent the whole time cramming judges in. We better not be taking a recess. And so I would suggest to anybody, you don't have to be part of the Poor People's Campaign, but you can send emails, you can write letters, you can send postcards. I mean, I'm not being quiet. These people, they hear from me, if not every day, every other.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. If you can hold on, we'd like to talk to you in Resist. But first, That was our final word, and now it's time for emails. Time to go get your emails.
Thank you for writing us at frangela08@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. This first email is from Timo, and the subject line is Whitey in Space Response. Mm. Your segment, Whitey in Space, was excellent. These billionaires doing this space stuff reminds me of the original Star Trek episode named The Cloud Minders. That's the one with the floating on-air city named Stratos. Well, yeah, like I think everybody knows that. Full of wealthy people with the others left on the surface to mine raw materials for the cloud city. That's the direction I think these billionaires are headed. Also in that episode, the cloud minders is the famous acting teacher Jeff Corey, who was also blacklisted in the 1950s. My wife and I love you guys.
We love you.
We love you, and thank you for the dork moment.
Yes.
You know we live for them.
Yes. And speaking of dork moments, this is from Cliff in Miami, and the title is Dune. It says, Hi, Frangela. You two often mention the original Dune movie from 1984. I always liked it.
It's a wonderful film.
My husband of 32 years passed away in April. We're sorry to hear that.
I'm so very sorry.
And Cliff says, I'm doing okay. I was going through a lot of sleepless nights, and one night I went on DirecTV, HBO, and downloaded the original Dune movie. Oh, bless you. Just about every night since, I have hate-watched that damn movie. Yes.
It is our go-to movie of choice, too.
It's our soothing moment. I'm telling you. For some reason, it brings me comfort.
Right?
It does. It makes my brain chill. In a pain amplifier.
It's this box, but anyway.
Yes. The most ridiculous scene, in my opinion, is when Patrick Stewart leads a defensive attack against the Harkonnens' original attack on Arrakis while holding a pug in the middle of a firefight. I have had countless conversations, countless, Cliff, with Angela V. Shelton screaming about Patrick Stewart holding that pug. And when I tell you, her whole life mission is to be able to speak to Patrick Stewart and go, what the fuck are you holding that pug for?
It doesn't make sense. Who runs into battle carrying a purse dog? Not even in a purse.
He's
holding the pug in one hand in their weirding module or whatever. Yes. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And I am convinced that what happened was there was either some child on the set and that was their dog, or it was like somebody in hair and makeup's dog. And they were like, haha, it's a joke. This take, carry out the pug. And then they decided, oh, we love the pug. And they kept it. That's what I think happened.
Well, see, here's the thing. You may have missed earlier on when they're loading onto the ship that they are holding pugs.
Well, that's, I mean, that's their dog.
But to take it to battle? Yeah, but here's the thing. It is their sigil.
Yeah, but you don't run into a firefight holding. The pug is because he intends to fight. He's not just like holding a flag like they used to. They're running over a hill screaming. And he's a good fighter. He needs both his hands.
But here's my thing about the pug. It makes me go, what were they bred to do? Like, in like pug hounds, right? Were pugs bred on this planet?
To attack on Arrakis? There's no mention of that in any of the books, and I've read them.
I know.
We love you, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yes. Okay, Cliff.
Cliff says, he goes, I don't know why I think it's hilarious. You have to find a little joy where you can.
Peace out,
Cliff in Miami.
Peace out to you too, Cliff. I agree.
We agree. And then lastly.
This is important.
This is from Katie B. Katie says, ladies, I love you to the moon and back. But this is entitled, first of all, it says, no to walnut, honey, cream cheese, and bagels. Okay? And she says, ladies, I love you to the moon and back. Do not do this. This is all capital letters, okay? Do not feel obligated to eat this shit just for your listeners. I'm already a Patreon member, but do I need to send money to stop this madness? No sane person on the planet would eat this combo. Stay strong and healthy. So back away from this insanity. Love, Katie B.
Okay, this is because if you missed it, it's because of an incident that almost... they really did threaten Tom and Francis's marriage.
Yeah.
Tom brought home some bagels and lox. We were having bagels and lox one morning, and he brought home some honey walnut cream cheese. And that was all. That was the only cream cheese. And we
bullshit.
We wouldn't eat it. And he Francis made him go back. And seriously considered never having children with him.
Yeah.
So we as we promised, I don't know, a podcast or two ago, we are going to try, because we didn't try it then.
No, we didn't.
We got the bagel. We got the cream cheese. We got the lox. We're going to try it.
Yeah.
On Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So
stay tuned for that. All right. And now it's time for Resistance Wrap Up.
This is where we give you an actional item, but this is something you can do to continue to be such a good part of the resistance. But Kelly House, if you could tell people how they can get involved and what things that they can do for the Poor People's Campaign, that would be great.
Hi there. Yes, so if you, we're from July 12th until August 8th, we are pushing, we're having nonviolent moral direct action. So if you go to the Poor People's Campaign, you can sign up there. If you want to participate with us to do direct action, which means risk getting arrested, you have to be trained. I just have to say that. Mm-hmm. And so Poor People's Campaign, the website, and then, you know, they will text you and let you know if there's anything coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also suggest just contacting Schumer, contact the White House. I've been doing that too. There's a lot of emails you could do. Just let people know we want to end the filibuster. We want to pass the For the People Act, fully restore 1965 Voting Rights Act, and we got to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Come on.
Yay! Kelly House, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for your activism.
Oh,
thank you for coming on our podcast and sharing your experience with us. We are truly, truly grateful to you and all that you do.
Thank you, ladies. You know I love you so much.
We love you too, Kelly. We love you too.
We love you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
I'm Frances Callier. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
We remind you to follow us on all social medias at Frangela Duo and at Idiot Week, and to email us at frangela08@gmail.com. And we want to say big we love you to our amazing producer, Laura.
No surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.